Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hello, mate.
How are we all?
All right.
Oh, Andrew, before we go any further.
Is this going to be the question from last week that you couldn't remember?
Two weeks ago.
Yes. I've got to get this out of the way before I forget it again.
Go on, then.
Right. Carrying on from where we left off last week, if you've listened, the question was, apart from my podcast and all the hard work you put into my podcast, what other podcasts do you produce, and what are they about, and where can we find them?
Well, I don't really produce them. People just come here
and
record them and then do their own thing with them.
Yeah.
But the one that was in before you today was all about ADHD.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about a married couple
who
the husband is living with ADHD.
Right.
So they come in every 2 weeks, like you.
Yeah.
So they're always in before you.
Yeah.
There's another one that is all about porn addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You perked up. I got your attention.
And what time's that was that? We should come a bit earlier. We could gate crash, Jordan, the porn addiction thing.
Maybe there's a link up between the two podcasts here.
Yeah, then drag them over to the... they can get them involved with us as well, couldn't we?
Oh, Jesus, what have I done? I only asked a question.
No, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
And we should come a bit earlier.
You see, everybody's got a little subject that they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And so that's what people are doing nowadays. They all make their own podcasts and own little shows and, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a... actually, thinking about it, this is important because, you know, Jordan does his 25p betting and everything, Andy.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Jordan's been texting me tips, so I've been doing a little bit of gambling this last couple of weeks.
And he thinks if I go any further, he's going to end up drunk in a ditch.
No, I got to be. I am homeless now. I've spent everything. I've got no money left. I'm now homeless and I'm living in the bins behind Asda.
Are you, Ian Beale? I've got nothing left.
No, but hang on, here's my point. Andrew?
Go on.
Addiction or something. This is the thing that's prompted me. No, I said to Jordan only last week, and I asked him about his betting, because he happened to drop... mentioned something about he'd been banned from betting because he lost quite a lot of money.
Right.
Now, when I tried to probe him about it, he wouldn't answer it. Jordan, you said something about your mum banned you from betting.
No, she hasn't banned me as such. She just doesn't, she just won't trust me with an online account.
But you, this is why you only do 25p bets, is it?
No,
I don't only do 25p bets, but
this is why I only do them in the shop where you go in and put them on and you control how much money you put on.
So why were you banned? Because when I asked you why were you banned, you wouldn't answer. Come on.
I'm not banned. I'm not answering.
Come on. We need to know.
There's more to this, isn't there?
We need to know. It's a podcast for betting addiction, we could call
maybe
it.
Maybe we should start one.
Maybe that's the next one.
Betting addiction with Jordan.
I'll send you the invoice.
Yeah, I bet you won't. What have you been doing?
What have you been doing this week, Andrew?
Working.
Yeah.
You know, usual things.
Yeah. I've not sent you loads of messages like I normally do.
You've sent you a fair few.
I've been busy.
Your messages are very much like the question, actually. They were like, oh, I know what I meant to mention.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, I know what I'm going to mention now. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, I will remember what I'm going to mention.
I can't remember where I put this, whether I put it in the WhatsApp group or me and Kevin discussed it in Messenger, but one of the questions was, can anybody remember what the first single was they brought, or what you know?
Oh, we're doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. First single or album? Or does it matter?
It don't matter.
Don't matter. Andrew, you first.
Well, I can't remember single, no idea on that, but album I definitely know. Now that's what I call music.
Oh.
What number?
That was it.
The first one. Oh, yeah. Hang on. So what year would that be?
I'm guessing.
Go on.
I want to go 1983.
No, I think it might be a bit earlier than that. I think, actually, you might be right. Yeah, 83, 84.
Sounds about right. Let me Google.
Are you Googling?
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
So, yeah, 82, 83. Yeah. I think you could be right there.
Yeah.
For a point.
I'm a gambling man.
We should have a bell every time we get a point. You go ding or whatever. My first single was, I think it was Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. Do you know that one?
Tune that.
It is. It's a banger, that.
That one.
Sorry, mate. You all right? What was that about? You having a stroke?
No.
19, Baker Street. 75? 76, maybe? You won't know.
Do you want me to Google that as well?
Yeah, Google that while you're at it.
Do you know what song I always get confused with Baker Street? I always used to think that the man that sang Baker Street was the same man that sang Jack and Diane.
That's John Cougar.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as John Cougar Mellencamp. Yeah. And that is a great tune.
It is, isn't it?
It is an awesome tune, yeah.
You used to play that on Open Mic Night before.
I did. Yeah, it was one of my favourites. But I grew up listening to John Cougar, now known as John Cougar Mellencamp. And then Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, different people. John Cougar, American. Jerry Rafferty, I think he's English, from Kent or somewhere.
No, he's Welsh.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from Wales.
Yaki Da. Did you know? You didn't know I could speak Welsh, did you?
No, but I do now.
I was in Wales only last week in Swansea at the darts.
Swansea?
Boyo.
Yeah. Before I lose my train of thought.
Yeah, go on.
1978, Baker Street.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did I say, 76?
What was the year for the Now album?
1983.
Wow, yes! You were right.
But only just 28th of November 1983 it came out.
Wow. Yep.
So I would have been 11.
How old
in 83?
Yeah.
How old were you, Kevin?
83, I was... just getting thrown out of college then, so, yes, 17, 18, something like that.
I wasn't born.
You weren't born?
No.
Anyway, you did tell us what your first album purchase was, single.
Oh.
You've forgotten?
No, it's just embarrassing.
Oh, Spice Girls.
Nope. Michael Barrymore.
Weirdly, the people that were in before you doing the ADHD podcast, I asked them what their first records were that they bought.
Mm.
They said Spice Girls, Wannabe.
Have you asked the porn lot what they want to listen to?
No, not yet.
Will you do that?
I will.
Can we pass questions over to the porn department? That's what we need to do. We'll send messages via the medium of Andrew Bossman to the porn department. And you can find out how to do it, George.
Do what?
You know.
No, right. Don't.
Moving on, then.
Moving on.
Hang on, you didn't tell us what your single was.
Oh, no. My first single was, it was called Too Much For One Heart, and it was by Michael Barrymore. If you don't know it, go and Google it.
God, it was called what? Called?
Too Much For One Heart by Michael Barrymore, and it was a charity single.
What year was that?
I've no idea.
Oh, hang on. We're doing another quiz here. Barrymore... it's got to be mid-90s.
I've got a slight obsession with Barrymore, haven't I? He's come up a few times.
What time's that porn meeting Jordan needs to go to?
Hey, we keep going back to that, don't we?
Can we just lay off the porn?
Right, okay.
Right. Have you got two truths and one lie, Mr. Kevin?
I have, yes. And what's the working title? You've forgotten. You forgot, didn't you?
I couldn't give a flying fact.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Well, are we ready for that now?
Yep.
Right. I like this.
How would I?
Yeah? Have we got a theme tune for it yet?
I'm working on that.
Should we do one? Should we make one up, George?
Diddle-dit, 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 boom. Oh, no, that's Countdown, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that, though. Nothing like Countdown. Diddle-dit, diddle-dit,
boom.
So, just to remind everybody, you're going to give us
three
facts. And one of them is going to be a lie.
One of them.
Yeah, and Andrew and I are going to discuss and work out which one we think is the lie. Off you go.
Right. I bet I've met Alex Ferguson.
That's number one, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Hi, I've
John, are you making these up now? Or did
No. Oh, I could use that one. I've been round the Millennium Dome, and I've rode a tricycle.
Okay, what's the Millennium Dome, Andrew? Millennium Dome, what's that?
It was that great big thing down in London that's now the O2 Arena.
Yeah, that.
Oh, right, okay. And what did you do in the Millennium Dome? Millennium Dome.
Just went and had a look round it, you know.
All right, yeah. And what was number one again?
I've met Alex Ferguson.
Okay, right. And the third one was?
I rode a tricycle.
Andrew, your thoughts?
I'm going to say the lie is you've met Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
I don't know. Maybe because you mentioned Man United last time.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah, and we've done that. So tricycle, Jordan, does he look like... Is that recently you rode a tricycle?
No, years ago.
Could you describe a tricycle for us?
It's green with three wheels.
It's got three wheels. Mm. Right, okay.
Right, so the fact that it was green, okay. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Okay, yeah, I'm going Alex Ferguson.
I'll go Alex Ferguson as well. Jordan?
You think that's the lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Oh. Go on.
Mm. The tricycle was a lie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can hardly walk. I can't ride a bloody tricycle.
You're very good at this.
And you're quite good at walking. I've seen you walk.
Oh, when I've got gout.
It's an odd walk, but it's a walk. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
So, I couldn't give a flying fact. Fact number one for you is, I was born in Portsmouth, a seaside town, of course, and oddly, I cannot swim. Fact number two, I once depped and stepped in on a last-minute guitar spot for the Wurzels. And fact number three, DIY expert Craig Phillips of Big Brother fame wouldn't fix my cupboards in my kitchen when I was making him a brew. Discuss.
Right. Craig Phillips is a lie.
Is it? All right. Andrew? Is that you just did straight in here? You need to ask me anything?
You two are good at this, aren't you? Wurzels.
The Wurzels. You remember the Wurzels?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
I've got a brand new...
Come by no obstacle.
Now give me the key.
That could be a theme tune. Nick something from them.
Why are you saying Craig Phillips?
Craig Phillips. Oh, why are you saying Craig Phillips?
Because I just don't think it rings true.
I'm going to say Portsmouth was the lie.
No, the lie is that I depped and stepped in last minute with the Wurzels. That was the lie. Craig Phillips wouldn't fix my cupboards. True. And I am from Portsmouth. True.
Why would he not fix your cupboards?
Well, I asked him. He was around my house. Yeah. And while I was making him a brew, I said, can you fix my cupboards while I'm here? And he just said, no, sod off.
Whoa, did he?
Yeah.
Was this after he'd been on Big Brother?
Yeah, it's in recent times.
Right.
Yeah, he was at mine having a party with us all.
Yeah, but I don't understand how he would still be in the plumbing game after he'd been on, after he'd had all that fame.
Well, he does a lot of DIY programmes now, don't he, for Sky TV and all that kind of thing.
He did one with Nick, what's he called?
Nick Knowles?
Yeah, him.
Right, yeah. He's like fixer-upper kind of things, isn't it? And I think he does it on the Shopping Channel or the equivalent of now.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That being said, I think there's another Big Brother coming back, isn't there, this year?
Yeah. And there's...
And they're having a reunion.
There's a thingy as well. I'm a Celebrity All-Stars. That's coming back. I don't think it's called All-Stars, but... You know, when they bring a load of them back from different series gone by.
And is this, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is this when they did one in, did they go to South Africa last time?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one. I might try and find that on the old catch-up thing.
I tell you the one I want to try watching, I keep seeing pop up. Have you seen this Bear Grylls one that's just come on TV now?
Yeah.
Where they've dropped a load of celebrity in the jungle or something. And Bear Grylls is like SAS'd up, blacked up and everything. And he's trying to catch them all out.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
No, I'm not seeing it.
No, we need to have a look at that. It looks really good.
Anyway,
I'm
just going to move it. I'm just going to move this podcast on a minute, right?
Yep.
We need to discuss this about Amanda, right?
Okay.
Me and Kevin have suddenly realised something, and we could have been missing the.
Hang on! Don't just include me on something without discussing it with us. What? Me and Kevin is. What have I done?
Yeah, it's about Amanda Holden and a possibly trying to join the group, and we've been.
Oh yeah.
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 So start that again.
I banned her from our group twice.
So what we're trying to establish, me and Kevin, is whether Amanda has been secretly, and I think you're in cahoots with Amanda for some stupid reason, and she's trying to secretly. We reckon she's just trying to secretly trying to join the group, like,
yeah,
loads of times.
I'm not sure about the wee bit, but yeah.
And we banned her.
So we think the real Amanda Holden is trying to get in the group.
Yeah.
And we're actively blocking her.
Yeah, well, but let's brilliant. Just... I was checking the page, yeah, and Amanda Holden had tried to join, and we looked at it and went, that's a bot. So we deleted her. And that's it, she's been banned. But she's gone and created another new account and she's rejoined again. So
what if we're actually messing your plan up and she's trying to
What show is she doing, Amanda Holden, on the radio station? What's it called?
But the breakfast show with Jamie.
Yeah, so she sat there, she's on her phone, she's trying to add herself to your Facebook group. And she's going, bastard won't let me do it.
Right, I'm not interviewing him, not letting him interview me eventually.
I love the voice.
I thought Amanda Holden was in the room then for a second. Wow.
It was like, come out of the puffer smoke tonight, Matthew. Jordan's going to be Amanda Holden.
Have you got anything you want to discuss, Andrew?
Actually, yes. Episode 46 today.
Oh yeah, we never even mentioned that.
Racing towards episode 50.
Yeah.
I think last time we were together, you mentioned you wanted to do something special for the 50th.
Yeah, we've been, yeah.
What are you thinking of? Any ideas?
Party, drink,
just
girls.
Yeah, and drugs.
Drugs. you were thinking about maybe getting a few listeners on board, weren't you? Giving them a call.
Well, I either wanted to do that or I wanted to have an interview, but I wanted to... I had this idea like last night, but if I got an interview or something, I'd want that to be found between you and Kevin, so it'd be like a surprise. You know, remember like when we did the Joe Blake way?
Yeah, but when we did that, you couldn't put a sentence together.
Yeah, but that
you were so starstruck by it.
Yeah, but Andrew, listen to me. I've done a few interviews now. And I fell apart that time is because, like, I hadn't been doing the podcast for that long, had I?
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Can I make a suggestion? Can I start writing a script for you to read?
Yeah, of course you can. Because every time I ask Andrew, he says, it's the same every week.
No, but I'm going to actually write your dialogue, you know, things you have to read out.
No.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, you're not writing me dialogue. I don't trust you.
It'll have the word algorithm in there a lot.
The word what?
Algorithm.
Yes! Algorithm! I said it. Yeah.
Well done. I think for the 50th, I tell you what would be quite good between now and the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I should go rogue and go out somewhere and do something out on the road and bring it back into the studio, if you know what I mean. Yep. Let's go somewhere, if it's okay with you, Andrew.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Oh!
Oh, here we go. He's got another idea.
Yes, I've just remembered something.
Don't forget it.
I've got a Tom update.
Oh, what? What update?
I've got a Tom update.
You got cream for that?
No.
What's a Tom update?
Tom Syndicate update.
Oh, right, yeah, go on.
Clown.
Sorry.
Right, basically...
That's a bit unnecessary, wasn't it?
Basically, I forgot I knew this person. I know someone who's affiliated with Tom Syndicate, and he said he's going to try his damned hardest to help me out with getting to him.
So while I've been knocking on doors up and down my street saying, are you related to Tom? That's been unnecessary now, is it?
No, we can still do that.
I've not been doing it. My neighbours won't even talk to me now. I've got a restraining order from number 32.
Should we do...
we can do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have we got music for Joke of the Week? We normally have a bit of music, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Can we have a bit of music?
You normally have a jingle.
Oh, get us in the mood.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here's that one.
How's it go?
I've got to do the live jingles now, Jesus.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here's another joke of the week.
Oh, no. Here's another joke of the week.
Nailed it.
Well done, that man.
Yep. My mates, Paddy and Seamus, yeah, they come over from Ireland because they're doing, they're donating some sperm, right? Donating some sperm. But it all went wrong.
Right.
Paddy missed the pot and Seamus came on the bus.
Oh dear. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm laughing. I'm not looking at Andrew because I feel like I'm going to get done. Oh my word.
Right, over to you, Kevin.
I like that. Oh dear. Is it me now?
Yeah.
I was walking along the river with the dog the other day. And I saw this, he was like a priest, stood next to the water, and he was dunking people in the water.
Sorry?
He was dunking people in the water.
Right.
And he was pulling them up, and he said, can you see Jesus, and all that kind of thing, you know? And I was quite touched, I thought, I'll have a go at that. So I went over, I said, can I have a go? And he grabbed me, and he pushed me under the water, pulled me up, and he's shaking me. He says, can you see Jesus? Have you found Jesus? And then I'm like, no. Then you pushed me under the water again, shook me, pulled me out. Have you found Jesus? And I went, well, no, but is this where he fell in? Never mind.
I miss the knock-knock jokes. I really do. Well, scores on the doors last week were 8 for Kevin, 7 for Jordan. It's now 8 all.
Yeah. Well done, that man.
Yep. On that note, she will leave.
Is that it? You had enough?
Yeah.
You done, have you?
I can't take anymore.
If we're going, could you sing us out, please?
No, because I don't know what the end tune is.
Theme tune.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.